Carsker Auto Auctions, an online platform that helps dealers own their own auction. Dealers know their inventory better than anyone, so if you're looking for a better deal on wholesale, learn more about Carsker. What questions do you have for Carsker Auto Auctions? Join the live chat, say hello, make new friends, and learn from the best on ATI Auto Business. What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business, where everyone learns more about the automotive industry. We've got a great show tonight. I've got top industry news, including eStart Titling Coalition. It's pretty interesting. Tesla EV drowning, some new details. Nissan OEM inventory push. And then at the quarter hour, I'm going to bring in Jason Mesker and Brad Carpani. They are co-founders of Carsker Auto Auction. And with them in the panel, Matt Ripley and Mark Correo, also with Carsker. So this is an evening with Carsker. It's show 338 in a row on a Tuesday where we're talking about the automotive ecosystem. We're going to meet the co-founders of Carsker. And here's our lineup again. We got Matt, Jason, Brad, and Mark, the gentlemen of Carsker. And if you go to carskerauction.com, you can do that now, live at home or on your device. And Carsker Auto Auctions talks about same VIN, less cost. Discover a smarter and faster way to manage your inventory. Cherokee Media declared them part of their Emerging Eight, which is an award program for top honors in tech. They've got a checklist. They want you to compare them to the competition. You've got Carsker, you got the competition, and some differences there to check out. Also, I like how Carsker talks about owning your own auction, right? Eliminating travel, eliminating higher buy fees, eliminating higher sell fees, because is everybody in the lanes, or are they online? Or is it a mix? You know it's a mix. Everything's a hybrid now. And that's why we talk about know your ecosystem. Things have changed a lot since the 80s. OEM, dealer, auction, transport, remarketing. I made a couple changes to the ecosystem wheel. So I need to release that too. Because it's always about perspective today. Last Tuesday, we had eCars remarketing, talking about lender remarketing options, and we've got industry logistics with Jay and Sue, changes coming near you. We look shocked. Carriers, brokers, and tech. It's a shocking show. The whole thing is shocking. Delivering auto ecosystem news. Let's go ahead and I'll take a drum roll. Sure. Anytime. Live on YouTube and LinkedIn. Are we okay? By the way, before we get to, hey, Matt is in the live chat. Okay, we're okay. I think we're okay. I see YouTube looks good. How's LinkedIn? LinkedIn's okay. Let's go ahead and refresh that. I think we're okay. All right, good. Let's do this. So, at the top of the news, I find this really interesting. eStart Coalition. Carvana, NADA, Assertus, IAA, and others launch a coalition to modernize titling and registration. 18 auto industry organizations, including NADA, along with Carvana, IAA, Assertus, others with ties to the used car space, have launched a coalition to modernize vehicle title and registration. If you don't know, the process gets very paperwork, manual in the past, mailing, I don't know, faxing, stone tableting. The Electronic Secure Title and Registration Transformation Coalition, or eStart, aims to work with governments to advocate for the modern solutions to replace paper-based processes that currently dominate state and local DMV operations. If you work in title and registration, you know how bogged down in older technologies this is. You got Assertus, Carvana, Dealer Services Network, IAA, NADA. Pretty fascinating. You can go to eStartCoalition.com. No, .org. Cancel that. Go to eStartCoalition.org. Check it out. And on there, they, again, talking about, you know, their aligned group of stakeholders, because this is a lot of organizations. Their mission is to save the auto industry and consumers valuable time by modernizing three key components: electronic signatures on title and registration docs, electronic title and registration submission and processing, and electronic vehicle record transfers. So have you, okay, a lot of people, right, we've heard about a billionaire drowned in her Tesla, which is terrible. How did it happen, right? Well, what if, okay, wait a minute, what if she accidentally put the EV into reverse instead of drive? How would that happen? Angela Chow just so happens, what is the sister of Elaine Chow? Billionaire shipping company executive and sister-in-law of Senator Mitch McConnell drowned after her shifting her Tesla Model X incorrectly, causing the vehicle to back into a pond on a ranch. Chow, 50, died February 11th while driving her Model X. She was just driving from the guest house to her home on her 900-acre property. She frantically called a friend staying at the guest house for help, saying she'd accidentally put the car in reverse rather than drive while making a three-point turn. Her vehicle was reportedly a 2020 with a shifter on the steering column, which newer models have replaced with touchscreen controls. I still don't know how, but it is a mistake she made before with the gear shift. And the car zipped backward, tipping over an embankment into a pond, sinking fast. There's going to be more on this story. Really weird story. In other news, another Cybertruck is at auction and bids are past $150,000 with 4 days to go. Now, this sounds like a marketing campaign, doesn't it? Sure is a lot of Cybertruck auction conspiracy theory floating around. Sounds like a good ad. It sounds like a Super Bowl ad. ACV is entering the Indian market with Chennai Tech Center. The Chennai Center has 15 employees, plans to grow to around 100 by the end of the year. We'll work on existing tech and new products. Wow. ACV's in India now. And KBB put this out today. Car dealers still overstocked, but selling down their backlog. As it reads, car prices are governed by supply and demand. Many dealerships entered 2024 drastically oversupplied. That's still true, but February sales numbers show they're managing to sell down some of their backlog of inventory, and March is still a seller's market. Most car dealers try to adhere to an old industry guideline that tells them to keep about 60 selling days worth of cars in stock, right? Flashback. What wasn't that long ago there weren't any cars, or there weren't enough cars? That's changed. Veteran salespeople say that 60 days is the level at which they probably have the combination of colors and features you're looking for. Less than that, and they're risking that you go to a rival dealership looking for better selection. However, too much inventory is a problem. Dealers rarely own their own cars on their lots. They borrow money to buy them from the factory and make the payments on them. And the longer the vehicles sit, the more they go costing the dealer. As KBB explains in this article, here's a stat. Dealers nationwide opened in March with 2.74 million new vehicles on hand, which is nearly a million units, 52% more than a year ago. So there it was, camera one. It was a year ago that there was a lot less cars on the lot. Boy, that what a change a year makes. Whatever the Dodge has the highest inventory, while Toyota has the lowest. That's interesting. Toyota's down at 30, and wow. On the high end, Volvo, Genesis, Lincoln, almost 130. Wow, that's a lot. So Nissan has offered some U.S. dealers cash to take inventory in the 11th hour as part of their wholesale push. Nissan is offering $500 to $2,000 for every vehicle retailers accept. But dealers are already struggling with triple-digit day supply. Whoa! Money's not enough here. With its fiscal year coming to a close next week, Nissan is paying its dealers cash to take vehicles from a backlog of unsold factory inventory. A Nissan spokesperson declined to comment. Were they willing to comment? It's always a factor. Some retailers said Nissan's targeted wholesale effort is anti-competitive and damages factory dealer relations. One retailer who was aware of the effort but had not received an offer said Nissan could be engaging in two-tier pricing by not making the program available network-wide. The cash payment allows a dealer to effectively purchase the same product at a lower cost than another. Retailers worry that Nissan could be picking winners and losers with this program. Oh, brother. They were just trying to create an incentive, and now it's... Boy, it never goes right, does it? Best laid plans. Fisker says it's focused on business plan after report of possible bankruptcy. Fisker's focused on raising additional capital and engaging in a strategic partnership with a large automaker. So, yeah, because recently reported struggling EV startup Fisker said the company's moving forward with its business plan to raise money and recruit U.S. dealers, pushing back on a Wall Street Journal report that it may be preparing for bankruptcy filing. Those pesky rumors. Just have to work harder. Leverage ATI and auto business. I don't ship cars. I move information. You can go to ATIAutoBusiness.com. Contact me. Send me an email. Put it in the live chat. Get the podcast. Put it in the comments below. And stay tuned to learn more about the ecosystem. Or not, if you dare. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I got this. And then after this, we got Karsker. We're going to start to learn about Karsker. Stick around.
The evolution of transportation. In the beginning of car shipping, there were stone tablets and woolly mammoths, very primitive vehicle delivery. Then, horse-powered haulers with mile-long paper BOLs causing enormous time hassle and massive stacks of paperwork for dealers, shippers, and carriers. What were we thinking? But now, with modern technology and cell phone mobile apps, simply click a button, order quick, reliable auto transport to pick up and deliver your cars safely and on time. It's instant car shipping at the best market rate. Start saving money today and get signed up. Visit OneAuctionView.com.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
Need help shipping a car or keeping a carrier loaded? Murphy Auto Transport Services, a fully licensed broker, offers professional dispatch services. Visit MurphyAutoTransportServices.com. All right, here we go. Link should be in the live chat. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Testing. Here we go. All right, cool. First time on ATI. Jason and Brad, can you see me and hear me okay?
We can hear you.
We can now.
All right, you can see me, you can hear me. All right, let's do this. Gentlemen, as you were joining, I said, okay, so you're in a two-shot. We're going to break the internet because we almost always do single shot, right, like in a Zoom meeting or whatever. But do me a favor. Take it away. Take the podium. Take the microphone. Tell us more about who you are, Karsker, and what are we learning tonight?
Perfect. Well, hey, first, Jay, thanks for having us. I know we've run into you a couple times, and so we appreciate the opportunity to get on here and tell our story. Just real quick, our background, and Brad can get into his background, but I grew up in Western Kansas and was around the car business for a while. My father owned a small independent dealership. So I really kind of got passionate about it, loved it, went to college, went to a different career path. But always kind of in the back of my mind had like, hey, it'd be cool to get back in that business someday. And then a lot of things kind of came together and our wives actually knew each other. And because I had thrown this idea out to my wife. I'm like, how cool would it be if I could do an online auction, right? Like, so I was thinking back about, you know, my dad being in Western Kansas and we'd have to drive 2 or 3 hours to an auction or 6 hours to another auction. And it didn't work out well for him, you know, in small shop, and he had to close the op or the dealership to go do that stuff. So kind of kicked it around for a couple of years. And then, you know, my wife's like, well, hey, Melissa's husband is, he's in the car business. And so I sit down with Brad to kind of show him the idea. And he's like, yeah, it's great, whatever. And Brad's a very emotional guy. Actually, he's very dry. So I can't tell when he's excited when he's not. But anyway, I won't bore everybody with the details. But we kind of started kicking it around for a couple of years. We both had great jobs that we liked. And so we weren't really rushed to do it. And then Brad called me one day, and he was pretty passionate about, hey, let's give this a shot. And so from there, we had a lot of similarities in what we wanted to accomplish and how we wanted to build this. You know, and it's interesting because when we were putting it together, it's not rocket science. And that's one of the things that we'll tell people sometimes is there's no secret sauce. And my guess is that's probably fairly common for our business in this marketplace is, you know, there's not always the, hey, what's the next revolutionary thing? And from a wholesale perspective, we look at it that way as well. I mean, at the end of the day, you have two parties, you have a unit that you need to move. How can we do that efficiently, effectively, and do it to where it levels the playing field? So if you're a big franchise, you're able to do whatever you want. If you're Gary Mesker in Western Kansas and a small dealership, you have the same power to buy, you have the same power to move vehicles, whatever it is, that any franchise or any dealership in the country has. And so, you know, we really spent a lot of time kind of working through that and how do we level and give everybody access and really kind of grow our ability, you know, so we're not just, our clients aren't just in the big metro areas or close to the metro areas. And so we feel pretty good about what we've built and the fact that we do have a platform that allows us to reach out to pretty much every dealer, regardless of where they're located.
Yeah. And a little background on me. So I spent the last 19 years before CarScrew at CarMax, actually. So one of my main roles while I was there was to manage the online buying teams. So I ran an OpenLane team, I ran a Smart Auction team, I ran an OBE team, and saw basically all, like, they were all fine, but they all had little quirks and little nuances that just didn't make them efficient. And so when Jason brought this idea to me, I was like, I'm all in, but there's certain things we have to do. And one, like he said, was give access to the smaller dealers. Obviously, being at CarMax, we had more access than anybody. We weren't treated differently as far as, like, in the end of the day, but the minor things we were. You know, we had access, we had private rooms we could use, all that kind of stuff, where a dealer that might have 15 cars on their lot just doesn't have that access. They bring a car to an auction, it's going to be running in lane 6 or whatever the consignment lane is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? And it just never seemed fair. And so all of our competitors in the online space, typically because of the way they have to do condition reports with their CR writers, they obviously prioritize the franchise dealers and the bigger dealers because time-wise it makes the most sense. So it's not really a fault of theirs because they have to be able to see the most dealers they can. But when we created our SCA, the seller condition assessment, which is unique to us, it gives power back to everybody so you don't have to wait for a condition writer. It's built very simply and very effectively so you can go out there, do the condition on the car. You know, if you already bought the car, you've already looked at it. Most of the time, these guys can do it from their computer without even leaving. They already have the pictures. They already know what's wrong for their internal DMS. They can load that car if they don't go out there in 2 minutes. So why wait 2 weeks for a condition writer to come out and tell you what's wrong with the car when you already know? So that was our biggest thing, was putting the control back with the dealers. And by doing that, we've gained the access to all dealers. So we can have a guy in Northern Utah have the same access as a guy in, you know, LA proper. So, I mean, it's really been it's been eye-opening. Now, we had the idea, but when you release it to the dealers and they're like, wait, I can sell on there? We're like, yeah. And here's the deal, you know, there's a rating system, there's all this stuff built in. So the buying dealers know that there's some accountability with the arbitration, the rating, and all those things that go in it. And so we've eliminated all that problem, and it just made it completely transparent. So now the seller is the one accountable. So their name's on it. It's, you know, Jason Mesker Motors is selling the car. It's not Jason Mesker Motors, and the CR was written by a third-party employee that they can blame for everything they missed. Like, well, I didn't know it had a bad transmission. I didn't know this. So we've completely eliminated that, and it's been eye-opening how much stuff the dealers will list on their own cars because they don't want their reputation hurt in this process.
I guess what I have several ways I want to go because, you know, talk about the little guy. It's almost like it's taboo.
Right.
Right? But absolutely. Those dealers that are not in a metro area and don't want to close shop just to go and, you know, auction. So they've got access. How do you reach them? I'm curious, right?
So it's definitely a challenge, right? I mean, so we'll use social media. We do blast emails. We're doing different marketing. We work with a marketing group here in Kansas City where we're located. And so they're helping us quite a bit. So that's the goal, is just to continue to grow. And we have, you know, later you guys will hear from a couple of our reps that are out in the field. And so we will continue to grow and have, you know, regional managers out there. But, you know, we can't put them in every place, right? So the goal is, you know, we can have somebody in Kansas City, we can have somebody in Oklahoma City, Wichita, Nebraska, whatever. And they can manage it, but, you know, we're not going to get out to be able to see every dealership.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So
how many are there? How many independent, like, right? How many dealers this size? What's the number? 50,000?
Well, that's the crazy thing. I mean, it depends where you look, of course, because Google is so reliable. But, you know, there's roughly 16,000 franchise dealership groups. So that includes, you know, the big ones that have multiple, but there's 16,000 franchise dealers. And roughly 60 to 100,000, depending on where you look, independent groups. And so we're technically catering to the majority, but in our industry, they're considered the minority. And so it's kind
right.
of a turnaround.
Right, because this is, if you look at a pyramid, this is the majority base of the pyramid.
So far, yeah.
But to reach them,
yeah,
that's a lot.
We're constantly impressed by the reach we have because we don't spend a ton on marketing right now. It's all word of mouth. Right before this call, we were actually scrambling because a guy from New York was called into the office. He's like, oh, you guys are still there? I was just guessing that you'd still be there. I'm like, well, you know, we're doing something tonight. And he was signed up and he was trying to figure out how to list a car by himself. He's like, I think I did it right. He goes, this is so new and I don't usually have this kind of access that I want to make sure I'm doing it right. I'm like, no, you did it perfect. Like, you nailed it. And he was all excited. He's like, I can't remember what, it doesn't matter. The brick and mortar near him, they don't let him sell because he only has 5 cars. He doesn't bring many. And if he does bring them, like I said, they're probably at 2:30 in the afternoon when everybody's eating lunch and checking out the cars they bought. And so he was thrilled. And we get that kind of feedback all the time just because we give access to people that no one else will.
That's the word. It's access. I was talking to somebody earlier today, but this is so strange that access is this thing you can't have, right? Right. Why is access so hard to get?
Well, it's like the cool kid club, right? Like you thought that ended in fifth grade, but I guess that's not the case always. So, Jay, to step back for a second, you know, we talk about kind of the reach, right? And so we're located physically in the Midwest. So it's easier for us to kind of grow from here and grow out. That our very first transaction was a small, probably 12 to 15 vehicles on his lot, dealership in Connecticut. We never talked to the guy. He received one of our emails, signed up, listed a car on his own, and a dealership here in Kansas City bought it. So they set up transportation, they received it, and it was great. Everything, the conditions were exactly as described on the site. And so, I mean, if Brad and I could have paid for a scenario to kick off our company, that would have been the one, right? Small independent dealer. We didn't have to go see him. He's probably not going to get a visit from many auctions. And it's not a bad thing. There's they probably don't have the time to get out to him. And so he had access to be able to move his vehicles, or at least the opportunity to move them. You know, and that's the other conversation we have with these individuals is that, look, we're not asking you to run every vehicle on CarScare. If you're going to take it to the auction next Tuesday, cool, run it on, put it on CarScare today, run it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, transport can pick it up and take it out there. So we give you multiple options, but we're never thinking that we're going to get all of somebody's business. We're just thinking, where do we fit in? And then as they start to get comfortable and have success, they're like, we'll run this more. And they don't even have to change what they're doing. We're just giving them another chance. And then as they start to get some success, they're like, well, maybe I can save a little more money on transportation. I'll run more on CarScare, right? Maybe I'm saving some money on selfies. And if it doesn't work on CarScare, I still have my same solutions I've been using for the last 10 years.
Yeah, and one thing nobody really thinks of is one dealer loves us because he kept having titles get lost. So the transporter would lose them or his guy would lose them while they're at the auction. He's like, I don't have to worry about it. The title never leaves my store until I sell it on your site. Like, exactly. Like, we didn't think that'd be a huge equity, but you never know when you're walking into a smaller store what their issue is. And this guy's happened to be titles. And it was 2 years ago during the pandemic. So titles were 90 to 121 days. And so he loved it. So it's just, it's all the little things that we created by giving that access, like we keep saying, that we didn't even think would be huge sellers. Like, yeah, we have low fees. I mean, theoretically, somebody else could have low fees. But our low fees come with all this other stuff that we thought were important, and now we're discovering even more throughout this process. It's been a fun ride.
Jim, let's see, Jim's got a question. How many registered dealers?
So we don't really disclose it, but we're over 1,000 at the house. So we're in every state except for the state of Washington. For whatever reason, we just have an AMA sign up there. So we're in 47 of the 48 contiguous states.
Okay.
You know, our majority is in the Midwest, but we have cars listed. We have a guy in LA that lists cars every week. You know, we have multiple guys in Michigan that list a bunch of cars. And the Northeast has been really strong for us. We have a partnership with Kinetic, and they had sent out one email, and we had, I don't know, a couple hundred dealers sign up within like 20 minutes of that email. Because they were so desperate for something different. I mean, no one had said anything bad about the other ones located up there, but when you're an independent and no one will come see you, you know, we kind of strike a chord with everybody once we see them.
That's where partnerships, right, are so important.
They really are. I mean, especially for the little guy like us. You know, it's, we have many floor plan partners just because, you know, we need them. A lot of dealers choose to use floor plans. You know, we have a few transport companies just because, you know, that's something that's your expertise. We stay out of it. Like, we try to avoid it at all costs because that's a whole universe that you need to be in to understand how it's going to work.
My expertise will verify that, yeah, that's something you want to stay out of.
Yeah, we always tell people we're very good at knowing what we don't know. And we're not going to try to play. We don't play in the floor plan space. We're not going to play in the transportation space. You know, on our site, we do have a thing with Run Buggy that they'll quote the car.
There you go.
Just for the bidding process, you know, hey, it's going to cost me $480 to get it from here to here. It'll automatically calculate it. And it's a live bid. It's not, you know, just some made up number is going to change. But that's, we don't get a kickback. We don't take a percentage. We don't do any of that. That's just, we try to stay out of it because most guys have a transport, either truck they use, a service. So, you know, we can recommend people, but we stay out of the whole process.
But I will say this. The news is out that Cox Automotive is working on upgrading Central Dispatch. There are many tech companies always working and partnering with integrations. So there's probably good news on the horizon as far as more car shipping integration. I know One Auction View in the live chat, Sky Hallman, what's going on, knows a lot about transportation as well. So, you know, never say never.
Yeah, we love Sky. Hi, Sky.
Hey. I know, man. Sky's awesome. Hey, do me a favor. Let's do this. Camera one. Do me a favor, hang around, because right after this, we're going to bring in Matt and Mark and keep the CarScare party going. Only half the show is over, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Auction VCommerce is the universal support solution to help brick and mortar auctions respond to the needs of digital buyers and sellers with greater efficiency, accountability, and more access. Auction VCommerce is a bridge between the dealers of the past and the auction of the future.
Transport Auto Quoter is by far the leading auto quoting software on the market and the only auto quoter with a pro version that comes preset with accurate pricing for anywhere in the U.S. So you don't have to worry about it. The best part is that no change with your current software is needed. Just plug TAQ in and start booking jobs. Carriers can easily plug TAQ into their current websites and start making money right away. I bet you're wondering how we do this instantly and accurately 24/7. Well, constant analytics is the key. Our PriceWatch team is constantly monitoring current market conditions, paying close attention to seasonal and quick-moving industry changes. At the end of the day, it takes a lot of time and data to maintain good pricing, time that most of us just don't have on a daily basis. So free yourself up. Using TAQ Pro is really a no-brainer. Save time and money, maximizing your leads and optimizing your online investments. You'll finally be able to sleep well at night knowing that TAQ is on the job selling for you 24/7. Never missing a potential job.
Don't lose any more sleep worrying about missing leads. Get Transport Auto Quoter. Quote the right price the first time, every time. Run your business with TAQ. Visit transportautoquoter.com. Thank you very much. All right, here we go. We got a whole nother. See, you can see the hat now. This is the Karsker hat that Jason gave me. It's famous. Here we go. Please do help me wish a warm welcome. First time on ATI. So we've got Matt and Mark. Gentlemen, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can see you and hear you.
I can definitely see you and hear you. Afternoon, Jake.
Hey, how are you? Okay, this is the Karsker Show. 4 out of 5 people recommend Karsker.
What's the other one doing with this?
Let's talk to the fifth one.
They haven't seen the show yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got to get the show out to them. All right, there's a lot of information to share. Now, Matt,
Sales Director.
National Sales Director. All right, first we'll talk to you for a second. We'll bring it back to Mark. Matt, tell us more about you and what you do at Karsker.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us on, Jay. My name is Matt. I'm based out of Wichita, Kansas, and I'm the National Sales Director for Karsker Auction. My background has been about 20 years in the car industry. I worked for a major used car retailer, same one as Brad. And I purchased tens of thousands of cars for them. So I've got lots of experience in that space. The thing is, I previewed probably hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of cars that I didn't buy. And so that's part of what makes me so excited about Karsker and what we have to offer here.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Before we continue our conversation, Mark, please say hello. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Can we, before we get started, Jake, can we get a quick bell for a registration while we're talking and an ATI referral for, let's call the guy Jake.
Awesome. Shout out, Jake. That's awesome. Yes. Wow. Thank you. That's so cool.
So I'd like to just say hi and thank you to all our customers as well. But I did see a registration come in as we were speaking and listed you as the referral. So I appreciate that.
Wow. That is awesome.
A little bit about me, I guess. I spent close to 30 years with a major rental car company, 28 of those years or so in remarketing on the wholesale side. Born and raised Chicago, spent 8 years in the field, and then I spent another 12 years in St. Louis at the corporate office, building kind of a wholesale remarketing division. I put myself back in the field about 12 years ago in Omaha, and I'm living here with my wife and teenage son and loving every minute of it. I guess my experience, you know, I just had the great opportunity to kind of experience building a wholesale operation through rental commercial fleets and retail car sales. So I have a different angle. I always spent it in wholesale, but I got to play in the rental side, the commercial fleet side, and the retail side, which I always saw as an advantage because I felt like it put me in front of the franchise customer dealer. It also put me in front of the independent dealer with the fleet stuff. And then I learned the retail car sale business as well. So kind of went through some of those pains that the dealer has. And that was an extremely beneficial lesson. So I was a part of a team that sold more than 1 million vehicles a year. And I guess what I learned there is, you know, in inventory management, it's all about speed, volume, and price maximization. And just to simplify it all, I always kind of felt like the industry is going online, right? And I wanted to do something there in that space. So just to kind of speed it up, I jumped in, you know, the pool head first and wanted to just bring my experience with me. And it's been really exciting to see the dealer base kind of accept and use the internet, and especially with Carsker. Because I think, you know, with Carsker, I've just seen a lot of companies out there spending a lot of money and a lot of, I think, what you call, you know, the technology and the infusion. But at the end of the day, I think Brad and Jason kind of just hit on it. You know, the dealer just wants to control and have access to the process. And I love that that's kind of our selling point. You know, we really, we'll get kind of get into it. And I know Matt's going to get more into our pricing strategy and that kind of thing. But, you know, we're a great entry with $200 buy and sell fee, but that's not really where our power is. Our power is in the access and the control of the wholesale process and kind of allowing those dealers to get back into maybe what was taken away from them or just where they feel they're at, you know? So we just see a lot of major spending in technology and people and gadgets, and it gets all passed to the dealer's fees. And we're keeping it tight. We're running it efficient. We're keeping it small from a employee standpoint right now. And we're allowed to pass on that low cost or low fees to our dealers. So yeah, we're full speed ahead, you know? I love the opportunity to work with the independent dealer. I've always kind of had that part for the independent dealer selling rental cars that are 0-1 years old. We tend to focus on the franchise dealer, but within the commercial fleet space, I sold 300,000 mile bread trucks to the independent dealer as well. And you really see the differences between the franchise and the independent. I think there's room for both with Carsker, but we're really having an impact on both of them.
Good stuff. Yeah. In the space, in online auction space, obviously traditional physical auctions are online. There's a lot of new tech, but I think as something people say quite often is there's room for everybody. You don't have to be the biggest. You just have to serve enough of the niche and the market, which apparently is out there. Right?
If we can help a dealer reclaim time, cost, and control of their wholesale activity in a simple process, that's really the mission, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, it's come up a lot, but it's kind of the way we work, right? It's a simple process. It was a simple process when I started doing it 20 plus years ago. It's still a simple process. One person wants to sell a car, one person wants to buy it. They agree on a price, they just want a secured payment and a secured title. All the other stuff, you know, driving over cameras, doing all this stuff, driving through a, you know, the big U-shaped camera, that stuff's amazing. But at the end of the day, it doesn't add any value to the actual dealers. It might create a different kind of condition report, but as long as the dealer is honest, everything's gonna be on there that actually affects the value. So if a dealer misses a couple PDRs, that's normal, that's fine. Now, if there's big damage, frame damage, bad paintwork, all that stuff is accounted for with us and the rest, but they don't need to see every single bolt and have 175 pictures because it's distracting. You know, and like Matt was saying, you know, I bought over 60,000 cars, right? The CarMax. Now, I didn't look at 150 pictures of a car. I'd skip that part. You just don't have time. It's not efficient and it's not worth it. And so we dumbed it down. I mean, granted, we can have up to 30 cars on our site, but it's not every lower core support bolt. That's just not necessary. Now, if there's damage there, yeah, take a picture. But if there's not damage or there's not rust, what's the point of having that as one of the 150 pictures?
And so absolutely. It's like if I'm one of the dealers, I want to be able to just get my car out there. And that's what Carsker provides, is just the opportunity from a really remote location. Jason and I are both from Western Kansas, and there's not a lot of reps that'll come out here. So you'd be sitting and waiting quite a bit before somebody would get out and do a condition report for you. And that's what so many of these dealers have loved when I've gotten out, especially in the rural areas, is just the ability and the access to get my cars out there while leaving them available for retail sale. So it's not taking them off any particular market while they take advantage of CarSker's free access.
Right. I saw the, okay. No, what is it? No fee to sign up, nothing to list, no subscription fee. Really?
Yeah. So people signing up during this podcast and anytime are getting free access to this service. There is no annual subscription.
There's no fees, no title, no CR, no success fee, none of the stuff that, you know, it's understandable. The brick and mortars, they have a lot of land, they have a lot of bills, they have a lot of employees. We don't have that. You know, we run lean. You know, we have sales reps like Matt and Mark out in the field, and they're, you know, they build those relationships, but we rely on the dealer to do everything, and it's better for everybody. That way we don't have any of these fees. So there's never a fee besides the buy and sell fee on the transaction. That's it.
So Jay, if you have some marketing people tuning in, we'd love for them to reach out to us, because we have to figure out and create our story, right? And it's almost like it's maybe people over.
Oh yeah, you're looking for somebody who can talk creatively. That's interesting.
How do we take all this and put it into a real simple story of the car never leaves your lot? You can keep it on your retail lot, right? To try to and then wholesale it. You don't wholesale it here. You're not missing an opportunity. We're giving an bite at the apple. Like, we don't know. Like, maybe we might need to make a more complex story.
Yeah, might be easier.
Right? So everybody starts like, oh, okay, now it's complex. I get it. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what so many of the banks and credit unions have told us too. We're really starting to take a large bite of that apple. And each time they list and sell a car with us, they're shocked that there's not additional fees. They like fees themselves, and but they hate getting charged fees. And it's insane the stories I'm getting from these repo managers of what they've had to pay in the past. Whereas when they sell on CarSker, it's a flat rate $200 fee. There is nothing else, and they absolutely love it.
On the other side of that, you know, the buy fee is $200 as well, which just keeps money in a buyer's wallet, right? They don't have to pay the fees to buy the vehicle. Therefore, they can step up and get the car that they want if they need to spend a little more money on the car, not the fees.
Yeah, that was one of the things Jason, when he brought it to me, he's like, well, what do we charge? I'm like, no matter what we charge, it's a flat fee. All these auctions, and most auctions don't tell you until after you buy it, but the ones that do, it makes no sense. That car doesn't cost, especially an online venue, it doesn't cost any more money. You know, we sold a $90,000 TRX the other day, $200. We sold $2,800 cars for $200. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't cost any more or less to house that car in order to justify charging a different rate besides the fact you just think you can. And that doesn't make sense to me. So the last car I bought at CarMax had a $900 buy fee. And I was just like, that's insane.
Wow.
So we changed that way.
$900? Was it itemized?
From what I hear, that's not that bad anymore. Like, I've heard they've gone up quite a bit in the last 4 years, so.
Jay, that's a straight buy fee, not including all the other fees on top of that.
Right. I've had it bought it online, online success fee, the gate fee, and it's just, we don't need any of that. It's just noise. It's just a way for, obviously, those guys to make money, which is great for them. But the small percentage we're taking from them, the dealers are going to be treated fair. It's just going to be a flat fee. They know what they're getting into every time.
In the live chat, One Auction View says that's the standard.
Yeah.
Wow, $900, $1,000,
crazy,
$2,000. No, I don't know. I mean,
no, you're not exaggerating. Whoa. Unfortunately,
what?
Yeah, I mean, we have multiple Lamborghinis on our site that are very expensive, and.
A Lambo, I'm going to go ahead, you know, I'll give that a pass.
It's
right. Cybertruck selling for $150. Eh. But you don't need that every time, do you? No.
We just need the $200. And that, you know, that's more than enough for the overhead we have.
Well, and what's interesting is we've really seen a hybridization of like everything, because it's not a one size fits all. you don't need all the trimmings on every transaction. Some are straight up, just like you said about the pictures. Man, there's only a couple issues. I'm only just going to give you pictures of the issues. Right? And there's going to be a buyer that's like, that's awesome, because I don't have a bunch of time to look at 150 photos underneath.
Absolutely. Yeah. And at the end of the day, the buyer and the seller are just looking for a really good product and a really good service. And that's exactly what we provide. I've gotten feedback several times from dealers that use us about how much they appreciate. If they reach out to one of us, that we're going to answer or give them a call right back. Customer service is becoming a dying art. and we're able to still, with our low buy fees, accommodate that. And they love it.
One Auction View says, let's see, we touched a title fee. We had to turn the car on fee. Oh, it didn't run fee.
One thing I will say about technology, Jay, is that, you know, as it becomes more and more available, it becomes accessible to these dealers, right? And you don't have to rely on the auction to maybe take pictures of your car or download a Carfax. It's all right there. Everything's really accessible and becoming more accessible to the average dealer. So again, going back to what Matt said, it's more about the transaction. And, you know, I always like to say, we don't control your process, but we support it, right? And giving that control back to the dealer with their technology and all the things that they have already at their access, just on a computer, you know, we can keep our fees low and we can make that transaction and get on the way.
Well, and then if you add, what's interesting is, when was this started? When did you launch CarScore?
So we started developing in 2019. You know, it took more than a year. The final time our payment system and we went live, everything was good, was the day before the COVID shutdown. So,
well, it's good timing.
Not the best timing. It was the worst time in history for the wholesale auction space. So we kind of just took the time away from that and we just kept developing. We revamped the site. I mean, it's unbelievably more robust than when we rolled it out. And, you know, in the last 4 to 6 months is when we've seen a huge jump as far as, you know, transactions and all that. Because all the dealers, A, they need cars, but they also have cars that are having birthdays. So they got to get rid of cars now. There's no more fear of finding the car as much. And so now cars are actually starting to switch hands again, and it's been a lot better.
And part of my reason for asking that was that, okay, 2019, and I really thought you were going to say something like, you know, around that. I started this channel in 2017. In 2018, it didn't make any sense to anybody. Today, I throw a rock and I hit 4 podcasters. So things change fast. Add another 5 years after all this AI, and man, that's going to get interesting.
Yep.
It's just, it's. Yeah. I mean, there's AI. I just turned on the AI summary in Zoom. I just learned about this a couple weeks ago. Did you know that Zoom has AI now? AI summary?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
Right. Now. So we think about the difference, because I wrote down also, like, okay, you were talking about CR, payment processing, title. We talked about transport. So there's these different sectors that play a side role to the main role, which is the sale. But then there's all these other parts. Have you found over the past 5 years that those other parts became more digital, creating faster access and processing of your main focus?
I would say, yeah. So we're actually developing, about ready to roll out a new title process, which is going to be amazing. So they'll be able to scan it into the actual, it won't show up in the CR, but it'll be built into the background. And so that'll give us faster access to actually approve and review the title once the car sells. And so you're cutting that overnight time out. And let's be honest, every dealer doesn't immediately, oh, I sold a car. They don't immediately go to the post office or FedEx and ship the title, right? You would hope they would, but they're obviously very busy. So it usually goes out the next day, which then takes an overnight. So you're getting it 2 to 3 days after. So now we're able to approve that title before we take physical control over it, get the seller paid quicker, the buyer can see the title, they know everything's good, And they know when they get the car, because we run everything with a title. I don't know if we went over that or not. Every car we run on CarScare is title present. We don't mess around with any title attached cars, which we know will eliminate some of the cars, but we want the buyer to know, you know, especially like Matt and I coming from CarMax, like dealers think they have a title zone. They should see what CarMax has. I mean, it's a title lot of all the cars that you can't do anything with. You can't build them. You can't recon them. You can't sell them in most states without the title. And so that was always something me and Matt had to manage. So when we talked about it, I told Jason, I'm like, that's one thing we're going to do. Every car has to have a title, and they have to type in the title number and verify they have it before they can list the car. And it makes it so much easier. So now a dealer, depending on where it is and how they transport it, can have that car in 3 to 5 days on their lot and saleable. They don't have to wait for the title. They don't have that fear of, should I put the $1,000 into it? I know I have to, or should I wait? And it's just, it makes it overall a better experience.
Yeah, and it's so impactful in this economic environment, especially where cars fluctuate in value so quickly. If you have that car and you're able to have the title present and sell it immediately, that's money pocketed.
Yeah, it's definitely one of our big selling points that we didn't, like, we knew it would be a big deal. When we started this, I think I've said it, but we thought the low buy fee and low sell fee was going to get everybody excited, right? They're like, well, that's great. That's definitely, at the end of the day, really awesome. But the fact that they can have access is a big one, but also that they have the title when that car gets there. Like, before the car ever gets there, it's already being overnighted by us to them. And so they can immediately turn that car around and start doing whatever they need to do and not lose that week to, you know, gosh knows how long if it's a no title car.
Did you hear the news about the eStart Coalition titling? Have you seen this?
I saw it, but I didn't really dive into it.
Right. It's a full admission across the board that we got to fix this problem.
Right.
Which is fascinating, as you just talked about. Yeah. We don't want, if it doesn't have a title, we're not touching it. Right. Because that's where we're at. It's become such a problem. Titles get lost. There's a human error on the paperwork, and then it's got, you know, phone calls and resent, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not something, this is a niche problem, but when you have this problem, it takes over your life.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's shocking that there isn't just an online portal for titles. Like Kansas, where we're located, just because we have our own personal cars, it's an e-title state. So you don't really take physical possession of the title unless you're buying one that already had a physical title and they hand it over to you. And so we're kind of already used to it. But the fact that every car should just be online, the title should be online. The physical paper makes no sense anymore. It should just be reassigned.
So
the state can still reassign it so they get their fee. I get it. You don't want to take the money away from them. But just the paper, I mean, like, you know, we have elderly parents and they've owned cars for a while. They have no idea where those titles are. They're going to guess 14 different places where they think they put the title. And then it's just a mess. Like, that should just be online like everything else.
It's with my birth certificate somewhere. Right?
One of these six banks.
You are perfect for that. You got to check it out. eStart, I think it's eStartCoalition.org. Check it out because it is, I mean, yeah, that's exactly where it's at. Why does it need to be so difficult and paper-based?
Well, that's why you always make the effort. If you go into a dealer, go find the person that handles the title, shake their hand, bring them a coffee, because they are pulling their hair out.
They love us, though, because they know they get the title right away.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, no, and that's peace of mind, which is something that when you can sell peace of mind at a discount, well, shoot. Bottle right. That. We're at 5 to 8. We won't keep everybody too long. Does anybody have anything they want to share? Matt or Mark, do we want to look at any slides or anything for a minute?
Yeah, I've got, if we're ready to take a test drive, I've got my PowerPoint queued up.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's go.
All right. So I'm going to share my screen real quick. Are you guys able to see it?
We are, let's see, it's processing. It says you started screen sharing and we're good.
Awesome. Very good. All right. So this is the main screen. This is what everybody's been waiting for. So when somebody logs into Carsker, each one of these thumbnails represents a dealer that was able to do their own condition report from exactly where they were at. On each one of these, you've got the year, make, model, miles. And this was designed with the ability for a buyer like Brad and I were to be able to quickly maneuver this and figure out what we're in on and what we're not. So on the top right, you'll see of each thumbnail, there's going to be a color code sharing whether it's green light, yellow light, or red light as is. And at the top of the page, so you've got your buying tab, which is what we're on. So this is what you're going to see right off the bat. There's also a selling tab in the middle. So if I'm a dealer and I'm wanting to list my own cars, boom, I click on the selling tab. I throw in my VIN and I can do it right from my desktop, especially if I've got pictures online. It just takes minutes. It's so quick. I set my own price, and in the selling tab, each dealer that sells is going to have their own portal. And so that makes it super efficient for them to view offers that are coming in. They can manage that, accept, decline, make counter offers. So it's a one-stop shop for them. So on each one of these thumbnails, if I click on one, it'll pull up the condition report. So on this particular one, I've got a 2014 Town and Country. All of the seller's photos are on here. If I were to pull this bar, it would scroll it all the way to the rest of the conditions. So I've got all the pertinent information I need. You'll also see that they've got their minimum price in here. And that's the other neat thing about Carsker is we don't no-sell cars. If somebody hit the reserve, it's going. It's going to sell. They also have the option to make an offer. And we do have a lot of cars that sell on make an offer. And it's something that's been really beneficial for credit unions especially. They don't want to leave any money on the table. And when they see multiple offers coming in, they're more likely to pull the trigger and sell the car because they've seen the market. They know where it's at, and they're comfortable with it. Go ahead.
Sorry, real quick. So, Jay, one of the things is probably a couple months after we launched, I was visiting the dealer, and we had that kind of the no reserve type. I mean, so if it hits a reserve, it's sold, right? And I didn't quite understand how big a deal that would be. And it was, again, a small independent dealer. He was in the Springfield area, went to an auction, and basically said he hit his kind of budget for the day early in the morning, like before lunch. He waited around till end of the day when the auction was done, went to check out, and both vehicles he bid on, it didn't hit the reserve. He didn't know that. So he sat there all day. He had to close his shop for the day to go to the auction. He thought he was going home with two vehicles, and he didn't. So again, that's another thing. It doesn't sound like a big deal, but these dealers, like when I'm a seller and I list it and I put my reserve, that's the number it can go for, right? That's the number it's a guaranteed sold unit. You still have the ability to make offers below that. But we just wanted to kind of have that reassurance in there that if I'm in on a car at the number they put as their reserve, that it's a done deal if it closes and I'm the lead bidder on that.
And to be clear, that we call ourselves a modified no reserve. So that number you are seeing is the floor. The starting bid is the floor. Just so we're clear, like that, so everybody knows the floor. There's no guessing, because if that car gets one bid and nothing else, it's selling for that price.
I like that you're pointing something out right now, and I took the screen, Matt, and I'm going to give it back to you. But is that it seems like every time we try to engage in some new digital process, there's a learning curve where we incur some loss. Like, oh, I didn't get it. Like that first eBay, that first time you're on eBay, you don't get it, right? And so, yeah, through the learning curve, and if you're in a big pond, it could be even more harsh. Maybe you did win at twice the price or whatever. There are these problems. And so it's interesting how, yeah, a platform. You're saying that right now a dealer that's never used an online auction, because I'm sure there are some, right, could go to, what's the name of the site? It's CarskerAuction.com. Yep. And just start listing vehicles.
Yeah, as long as they're a dealer, we approve them, we vet it. If we approve you, you got instant access.
Okay, yes. What's that require? Yeah, tell us more about that.
Then, you know, they have to have their dealership license, their resale certificate. So anything, you know, just
the typical stuff that would be in Auction Access. So we're not a part of Auction Access because we're not a big brick and mortar. And that's kind of who runs those. So anything that would be in there. I mean, it takes, I mean, probably a couple minutes to sign up at the most. It's all the information you know. All they have to do is turn around in their office, snap a picture of the license that has to be on the wall, take a picture of their driver's license, their resale certificate, and that's it. And then we go into our system, we pull it up, we vet it. You know, we make sure they're legit, obviously. And then once we vet it and they're good, we can have them approved in, you know, less than 10 minutes, as long as everything's working properly and they're good to go. I mean, the guy that sold the first car listed that car within, I don't know, an hour maybe, yeah. Hour and a half. And I'm sure he's not listening, so I can say this. But he was 81 years old, I think he told me. And so, hey, that was shocking to me. I mean, we think it's simple, but I mean, it was quite the testimony. We didn't ask him to put that in writing because it just sounds bad. Like even an old 81-year-old can do it, but it does prove that he went out there.
Even an 81-year-old could do it. I like that, actually. I think that works.
Yeah, but I mean, it was we did make it that easy. I mean, he's an old car guy, right? So he knew. He knew exactly what that buying dealer on the other end eventually would want to know. And he put it on there. He was honest, sold, not a problem. You know, of all the cars we sold, we still had less than 5 arbitrations. 4 of those were because of bad Carfaxes that ended up actually being on the title. But, you know, you're going to run into it. But as far as comparing us to anybody else, we don't have any missed transmissions. We don't have any missed engine problems. We don't have any of the stuff that they know that it has, right? But they're relying on the brick and mortar CR writer to miss it in that 2-second inspection, which is fine. But they can't do that with us because it's their reputation and they have to own the fact that if they didn't know, fine, but they're taking it back. And so we've been very fortunate, like I said, with the CRs being, in my opinion, a little bit overcalling. But, you know, if it was my reputation on the line, I wouldn't want it, you know, scoured either.
So, Jay, we don't know for sure, but we've heard the history of CRs. The reason they built condition reports in the first place was to help banks, right, with their repos. Because a bank, they're a bank. They lend money, they whatever.
They're not car people.
They're not car people. So we find it interesting that, you know, car people sometimes rely on CRs when they're built in the first place to help non-car people. And so, you know, that's one of the things like, hey, look, are we going to have condition reports that miss something? Absolutely. And whoever solves that, they're going to own the world, right? Because it's not solvable. But we look at it and we say the person who knows the most about that car owns that vehicle. The person, especially if it's sitting on the retail lot, right? If they have it on the front line for Mr. and Mrs. Jones to buy, then they understand what's right with it, what's wrong with it. And there's a lot more liability from that standpoint than if they run it through an auction, right? So we kind of take away that gray area. And it's like, you know what's wrong with the car and you know the most about that vehicle. Now, then we have the arbitration to protect for the situations something was missed or misrepresented. We were pleasantly surprised with the low rate of arbitrations that we've had to this point. And I think it's because they know they're accountable versus it's a third party. They spent 10 minutes running through it because they have 40 more vehicles they got to get through. And we're not bagging on the process for anybody else. But it makes sense.
But ours is better.
Yeah.
There you have it.
You know, I think there's one point in there that may have been glossed over a little bit, and it's, you know, that the word transparency gets thrown around a lot, right? And transparency breeds trust. There's nothing more transparent than our condition report, but I think what we glossed over a little bit, and I think Matt was hitting on, was, you know, our reserve price is transparent, and that's not true in every auction. And that, from a buyer's standpoint, I just want to make that clear that, you know, it's difficult to bid on a vehicle if you never know if you're in the game or not. Having a reserve transparent reserve price allows you to have that confidence as a buyer to continue to bid because you know the vehicle will be sold. If it hits that reserve price, the reserve price is out. You can see it clearly in our site, and that's something that a lot of people aren't offering. I'm not quite sure why, but I think that just gives a world of confidence to a buyer to stay in the game, right? And they and allows them to understand if there's more bids, they have to step up. But if there isn't, they're getting the car. And that's true transparency in every respect of the word is, you know, from our CRs to the reserve price to the seller's name being transparent. I just feel like that's what's going to win and build trust with our dealers.
Yeah. And we also, I don't think we talked about it. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but apparently not to be, when people do it, is during the bidding process, you can see who's bidding. So kind of like a simulcast, you can actually, besides lane bidder, you can actually see that it was Mesker Motors, then Mark Motors. So we don't hide that. So you never have to worry about, well, that's Karsker running the car up. That's, you know, his, the next door guy, the same guy run it. No, we don't do any of that. It all is completely transparent.
It's super simple when you keep it simple.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, gentlemen. I know, Matt, I know I took the screen. Did you want any, did you have any more slides you want to talk about? Because look at the conversation that sparked.
Yeah, so just wrapping up on this and hammering home a couple of points. So just like we were saying, the transparency on the condition report is there. For each damage, there's a picture of it. These are tiny thumbnails on here, but if you're on a live...
I took it from you. Share it one more time for me.
Oh, okay.
So I can see it because I took
it
away.
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry.
All good. I mean, I figured out how to share it once. Surely I can do it again. Let's see. Here we go.
You did say we are car guys, right?
Right.
You did say we are computer tech savvy.
Right.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. All right. So are you able to see it now?
It's there we go. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. So the transparency on the conditions is there. On each one of these little thumbnails that I'm hovering over, on a live view, you'd be able to click on it and expand it out and take a good look at each of the pictures for any damages. Transparency on price up at the top. You can bid exactly what you want. You can make an offer. So it's just super simple. And this is what the final bid screen looks like. It'll confirm it for you. And then the selling dealer will instantly be notified, which is quick turnaround. They'll get an email as well as an alert in their portal, and they'll be able to respond to you quickly, either accepting your sale or possibly making a counter offer, depending on where you're at. And then both parties are in the know. The seller uses his dashboard to pay for it. We've got several floor plan companies that we're partnered with that you can see on the right hand side here. And so like Next Gear, Kinetic, Floor Plan Express, AFC, Westlake, we take ACH. If a floor plan company will pay us, we accept it. But these are the ones that we're easily integrated with right now. I was in Springfield, Missouri last week, and there's another floor plan company they even use locally called Commander, and they were all excited about that, and we'll accept Commander. Like, it's, we're small and easy to deal with, and people really like that. So that's really all I had for the slides. So I'll go ahead and share the screen back with you.
That's awesome.
And one thing that, just to interject with the offer system that people find to be unique and kind of interesting, is Karsker stays out of the entire process. So obviously on our admin side, we can see it, but we don't get involved with negotiations. So you're not gonna get a call from a Matt or a Mark saying, hey, they gave you $8,000, I think you really should do it, and then call the buyer back and be like, no, it takes more, just trying to get more. Because we don't care what the car sells for. We hope the seller gets what they want and the buyer gets what they want. But since it's not transactional based as far as value, we're not going to sit there and try to raise the buyer another $800 on that if. So the way we do it is to make offers directly on the website, and it goes back and forth between the buyer and seller. They can put their offer in, the seller will counter, accept, deny. They can do it all by themselves. They don't have to worry about the shenanigans of one of us calling or one of us getting involved and trying to make the deal. We stay out of it. And so it's a much simpler process, and they learn to trust each other. Like, there's some dealers that'll buy every car one of our dealer buys. They'll make an offer and he just trusts them. And so that's the kind of we're trying to build. Like, we're here to secure the payment and the title. Yeah, we provide the site, obviously. But our main function is to make sure the title's good, make sure the payment's good, and we swap them. And that's what they're paying us the $200 for at the end of the day. They could call their guy down the street. We've had multiple guys buy cars within like 3 blocks of each other off our site. Because they want, even though they trust that guy, they don't really trust that guy. And so they know that just paying us $200, they can guarantee the arbitration process, the payment, or the title, depending on what side they're on.
Right. An affordable system, but still a system nonetheless, rather than just a handshake or,
We like to say it's DIY with full support.
Yeah.
And most auctions don't list the seller name because they don't want you to circumvent the seller or the auction. We don't care. If they want to do it to save $200 and lose the security, that's fine. But we're going to always put who the seller is. And it just makes it, you know, we hate the word transparent, but that's what it is. It's fully transparent.
Question. You can do this on your laptop or desktop. Can you do it on your mobile device?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Everything gets nailed down to app and mobile. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and especially, right, I don't know if you have any statistics on what is going through mobile device rather than laptop, desktop.
We do, and it's actually shocking how much is going through desktop comparatively.
Ah.
I would have assumed it would have been. Now, I don't know, because we don't get that deep into it. I don't know if iPads and that kind of thing counts. I guess it depends on how it pings.
I think iPad is mobile device, technically.
Yeah, so even it's even worse. So it's a majority desktop.
Well, maybe that's just the... Maybe your niche prefers to sit at a desk.
I know that a lot of sites are majority, they have an app. The website's more just for, admin kind of stuff. And I personally, as a buyer, would not have enjoyed looking, especially 150 pictures, on a phone and scrolling.
Right. I agree with you.
I'm all about technology, but I wouldn't have the confidence to make sure I do it right on a phone. Now, if it's one car and that's all you're doing for the night, sure. But if you're a volume dealer, the app is, like I said, ours will scale down and it'll be an app. But if it was me personally, I would use the desktop. If I was going to spend $35,000 without seeing a car, I'd want to make sure I saw the CR or RSCA or the pictures, you know, nice and big.
Sky put in the live chat, desktop still preferred.
Right.
Means to buy cars. There it is.
He's a good buyer, so we agree.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. I'll tell you, that was really awesome. And we could probably keep going, but we'll save that for the advertising campaign and all of the accoutrements. Oh, it's okay. I got to try. Gentlemen, Jason, Brad, Mark, Matt, thank you so much for sharing Carsker with us tonight on ATI Auto Business. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I mean, as you can tell, we're fully excited about it. Thank you.
That was cool. Really, really cool. So, all right, I'll let you go and, you know, go and share and like and all that stuff. So, thank you, gentlemen, so much. And I'll end the meeting here. Is there anything final? I think we're good. We're good?
We're good.
Thanks.
Good.
That's good.
And that's a cut. Okay, there it is. I'll just let him go. I gave him a cut. Gave him a Hollywood cut. All right. Thank you so much. You know, Sky and Jim, One Auction View. I saw a 925 in here. What's up, 925? And this was a digital auction show. So I want to thank Murphy Auto Transport Services, One Auction View, Auction V Commerce, Superflow Systems. Thank you so much. Thank you, live chat. Thank you, comments now and later. Those watching live and on demand, thank you for your support in ATI Auto Business. Every day is a new day, so we're just going to keep on pushing through. We've got a lot to cover. It's a big automotive ecosystem. So I'll go ahead. I'll run the car hauler again. We'll see how long I do that. But here's the car hauler. Stay safe out there. We'll see you soon. Thanks, everybody. Good night.